This is Chaos and Coffee with the Rock on of Podcasting, Charles McFall.
That's right. I am the Rock on of Podcasting, Charles McFall. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Chaos and Coffee. So, yeah. I got behind yesterday. It was a holiday in the United States, so I did the holiday with my family. Now I'm here today before I take off to go to Podcast Movement in Chicago doing a Tuesday edition of Chaos and Coffee. I've got plenty of chaos. I've got my coffee right here, ready to go. All right, you with me? You ready? Before we do that, I want to say thanks to Mike Woodard, MikeAtTheMike.com, for all these great intros and outros that he has created. He is an amazing man. If you'd like to hire him to do a voiceover and intro for your show, it's MikeAtTheMike.com. You will not get better service. Email me, BearCrawling@gmail.com, with any headlines or comments you'd like to make. Let's jump into the first one. Of course, it's not 4th of July till somebody gets shot in the head. You thought I was going to go with the blowing your fingers off. No, that's every year. We know that happens. Personally, a little personal story. Last night, I live in a neighborhood where people get drunk and they do stupid things. And in this particular neighborhood, they got particularly drunk, started fights in the streets, and guns came out. So in the midst of fireworks, there were other kind of fireworks going on. The police came. It was a thing. That's life, man. That's how things go. I was staying inside watching. What do we watch? We watched The Intern. We watched The Intern last night, my wife and I. So screw fireworks. We don't need that stupid stuff. All right, here we go. Celebratory gunfire hits Whitehall man in the head. This is from TV10TV.com. This is in Ohio. Yeah, Whitehall, Ohio. A 21-year-old Whitehall man is recovering after a bullet from a celebratory gunfire grazed his skull and came dangerously close to his brain. Okay, the fact that it hit you is dangerously close to your brain, period. Amanda McGarren says she and her boyfriend, Mario, whatever, were in Whitehall for the city's 4th of July fireworks Sunday night, where suddenly it was chaos. So this wasn't, it didn't sound like this is like my neighborhood where you know you're going to run into trouble here. You might as well just shut your door. It's the freaking purge, man. On the 4th of July, it's the damn purge. So you just got to shut your doors, lock it down, stay away from the windows. You're all good. So she says, a swarm of people gathered, just scattered, like a few hundred. They were like running down the middle of the pack, she said. Just as things calmed down, she says, a firework started up and the massive sound of a single gunshot fired in the air by someone in the crowd. How do you know it was a single gunshot? I'm just sorry. You got people panicking. You got things going on. And fireworks are going on. How do you know it was a single shot? Those little details just bug me because they're not accurate. I don't believe. This isn't CSI. You know, this isn't criminal intent where they take you through quiet hypnosis and you know more than you think you know. No, it was just a report on the side of the street when this happened. So the bullet came down, it grazed the side of his head. Right when the fireworks started, he grabbed his head and was like, I've just been shot. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he fell to the floor, dragging me down with him. God, dude. Oh, Mario's brother, Renato Jovanovski, whatever, says he hopes the gunman's foolish mistake is a lesson to others. Just don't shoot, especially in the air. It could hit a kid, he said. A picture shown from the hospital bed, smiling, giving a thumbs up. And we'll describe this picture in a second. Although he's expected to fully recover, his family says he'll never attend fireworks in Whitehall again. Well, I will not go. I just heard Dr. Seuss when I started reading this. I will not go, or him, or any of us. We already discussed that. I'd rather watch that from the condo or from the house. No arrests have been made in the incident. So they believe somebody was just firing in the air. And it is standard procedure. I understand how hospitals work. They have to monitor things. But, yeah, the picture's overly dramatic here. He's got EKG leads on his chest because that's standard. He's got a blood pressure cuff. He's got a C collar, which is a collar. The collar goes around your neck to keep your head from moving up and down and your spine in place. So it's a little dramatic. I understand why all that medically is there. And maybe when he fell, he hurt himself. I don't know. I don't know about the neck brace entirely. But it's just one. Okay, we could go dramatic and talk about why are you firing a gun, you effing idiot? Rednecks are everywhere, just not just in the South. And it's effing retarded to be in public and fire off a gun, period. Period. Now, we're assuming that this is a redneck. We're assuming it's a celebratory gunshot. Now, this isn't the police report. Maybe the police talked more to people. Maybe somebody saw it. Maybe somebody was close to the person. I don't know. But he, I understand being shot near. I mean, it can be a scary thing. And I understand being hit. And it doesn't show. I mean, his head's not bandaged up. I don't know where he actually got hit from the picture, where he got hit in the head. But he's right when the fireworks started, he grabbed his head. I was like, I've just been shot. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he fell to the floor, dragged me down with him. His girlfriend says, it's just, I'm sorry. I know if it's my family member, I'd probably be more upset. It's just funny to me. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time, but the way you reacted is sissy, man. It's girly. It's, where's the man in you? You know, why you drag your girlfriend down to the ground, not in a protective kind of way from what she says. For what she says, you panicked and used her as a body shield. You fell to the ground and just brought her down, man. What is going on? Now, to the thing about, again, to the public, I understand there's a lot of things going on with guns in the U.S. right now. A lot of things going on with guns. A lot of bad things, a lot of laws trying to be passed, a lot of issues. And I get that these are deep discussion issues, and there won't be anything here that I can just whip off the top of my head that makes it okay and all right. However, you cannot legislate common sense. You cannot legislate education. I understand in the U.S. we have a right to bear arms, and in a lot of places that includes carrying them in public, carrying pistols, weapons, whatever. There's a concealed carry law in a lot of states and places that you can hide your gun and still carry it with you. But it's the fact. And who's to say this was legal? Who's to say somebody carried this gun legally? It could easily be an illegal weapon. It easily could be a teenager, an idiot, somebody who's doing something they're not supposed to when it comes down to it. No matter how you cut it, you fired off a pistol in the midst of a crowd. What the hell, man? I don't understand why guns make people so happy. I just don't get it. Somebody, I'm hosting trivia, and somebody walks into the restaurant I'm in to eat a pizza and play some trivia, and I see a pistol in their hip. Now, they couldn't be bothered to put on shoes. They had stupid little Crocs on, old man Crocs, wearing old man shorts and an old man shirt. I mean, you look ridiculous, and there is what I'm guessing to be a 9mm, some kind of Glock, sitting on your hip and full public, and that's the first thing you don't check for your wallet to make sure you pay for dinner. You make sure your gun's there. Why? Why? Oh, somebody might come in. No, I'm sorry. Somebody might come in and rob us, and you're going to protect. You're not going to protect me, number one. Number one, I'm going to protect me. I'm going to do what I have to, get out, duck, whatever. I might tackle the dude depending on what's going on. You know, I'm not always about myself. But you're not, if you're sitting, if you can't be bothered to put on real shoes, I don't think you can be bothered to hit the damn target. You now have escalated the situation just by being there with your pistol. Am I saying there should be a law? No, I'm saying stupid. I'm saying you're stupid for doing it. I'm saying if you need a gun, you need something more to feel better about your life, baby. Because, jeezy crazy, man. If you feel like you have to have a gun to feel safe, there's something wrong with you. And that thing that's wrong in you is going to trigger that thing that is wrong in the person that's also in there causing a problem. And that's how things escalate and people die. And I just don't believe for a second, if you're in Crocs and old man shorts, that you go to the gun range every week and practice your accuracy. I don't believe you exercise good judgment because you dress like an asshole. So, no. I don't think, I just don't think, but on the flip side of it, no, I don't think there should be a law against it because laws don't stop people. Laws don't stop this person in the crowd in Ohio from firing off in the air. Laws punish them. That's a theme you're going to hear on Chaos and Coffee for this entire run. Laws do not stop things. Could we make it harder to get a gun? Sure. Do we know that this person in the Whitehall crowd was legally owning a gun? We don't know. If it's illegal, did we stop it? Hell no. Can we punish it? Only if we catch him or her. That's the bottom line. The other night, I was on 285, which is a big interstate or a big bypass around Atlanta. And I think it was on I-20, which is a big interstate that passes through Atlanta. And I was inside of 285. We call that inside the perimeter. And I'm driving home. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, maybe close to midnight. And I'm coming home from one of my gigs, as I normally do. And almost every weekend, there's people out there racing, and they go around. And, you know, I'm doing 70-something miles an hour on I-20. And this white car whips around me and thinks, you know what, yet again, here's an idiot racing. And all of a sudden, out of the window comes a hand and a gun, and they fire off two shots in the air, and they keep going. And it startled me. It did. The freaking casing hit my windshield and didn't crack or anything, so I'm very happy. But it bounced off that. I wasn't that mind about. But you know what I was proud of? That didn't freak out. Nobody freaked out on the road. Everybody just kept driving. So what else are you going to do? Nobody slammed on the brakes. Nobody swerved. Whatever effect these idiots were trying to get, they didn't get. You know, I don't know if they're trying to scare people, if they're just trying to be, they thought it was hilarious. I don't understand that. I don't understand trying to cause chaos and thinking it's funny. I don't understand firing a deadly weapon and thinking it's funny. But what I do understand was I felt safe still. I'm like, you're an idiot. You're actually not, I mean, quickly. I mean, it was just that quick. My brain picked up. You're actually not hurting anybody. You're not trying to hurt. Is it dangerous? Yeah. I wish the cops were there to take care of it. Yes. But your intent was not to harm somebody directly. Your intent was to whip your gun out and wave it around and say, look at my gun. It's all. But we all just, nobody got hurt. Everybody kept going. Nobody swerved. Nobody crashed. It felt good to go, now I'm safe because you're an idiot. Do I want that around me? Hell no. Did legislation stop that? No. Laws did not stop that from happening. It still happened. Did they get caught? Hell no. Could I call the cops? No, I can say it's a white car. That's all I can really tell you. It's a black gun because it was just different than the night, but I could tell it was a black gun. That's all I can tell you. It went pop, pop, and a casing hit my windshield and bounced off and kept going. That's what I can tell you. It does. It happens so fast. Only if the cops had been there would it have mattered. Stop being stupid, both sides of it. Stop being stupid and carrying your gun everywhere. Because what if I was next to a guy with his Crocs and his grandpa shorts on in the car, and he's like, I got a gun, I'm going to protect you. And he starts firing too. That makes the problem, right? These guys, literally, I could tell he pointed straight up in the air, or, you know, at an angle, but up in the air, fired off because he was showing off his whatever. I want to say a word, but I actually am trying to keep it clean because it doesn't feel like this should be a dirty show. And, you know, now somebody has to, not that they did, but I'm reading into it, right? Now somebody who's got the gun and they got to fight back. There's nothing we can do. Let these morons move on. Yes, in different situations, I will take different actions. But in that situation, the safest action to take was what we did. Stay calm and drive on. All right, I'm going to hammer this home way too hard. I'm going to get on it. So here's some more interesting news coming up after a word from my sponsor. All right, I am back. I am Charles McFall, the Rock God of Podcasting. You are listening to Chaos and Coffee. This is the high energy, high octane, highly caffeinated news show for you to have topics and stories to talk about while you're at work or around the news cooler. I don't even think work offices have water coolers often anymore. But, you know, when you're talking, this will give you something to talk about. You can discuss it with your wife and family at home, whatever. I'd love for you to get some discussion out of this and just have fun with it. Here's an interesting story that's been ongoing in Georgia, where I live, for many, many years, I think. I'm pretty sure this has been going on for years, and it's a new update. It's been going on for a long time. KKK, and that is the KKK, the Klan, can still try to adopt a Georgia Highway Court rules in Atlanta. This is from CBSNews.com. We've got news out of Atlanta. Georgia's highest court has ruled that the Ku Klux Klan's lawsuit over its bid to adopt a highway can continue. So here's a little backstory, because I think I covered this before on some other show. But there's adopt a highway program in Georgia, as there are in many states, where if you adopt the highway, it means you go out and you clean it up. You have a mile or whatever the length is, and you go and clean it. You clean it, you're responsible for that. And I am not sure if you have to pay in. I'm not sure how the program works, but usually it's organizations. Rarely is it a church, to be honest with you. It's very rarely a church. Usually it's like the Rotary Club and the Up Club or this business. You know, it's usually organizations. And the KKK wanted to adopt a highway near, I believe it's Blairsville, Georgia. And they would be out there picking up litter. They'd be cleaning it up. They'd be keeping it neat and tidy. Then the county went, not no, but hell no. Or maybe it's the state. I'm not sure who runs the actual thing, but the DOT, right, is the Department of Transportation is behind it. So I think it's the state. It's a state-run thing. And they went, not no, but hells no. And so they sued and said, you can't discriminate against our organization. We put in the application. There's nothing that says we can't take it. You can't tell us no. Well, the state of Georgia lost in a lower court, and of course they appealed, and they lost, and they appealed again. And today, breaking news, the Supreme Court of Georgia dismissed the state's appeal of a lower court ruling. Court officials say the Georgia Department of Transportation failed to follow the correct procedures in filing its appeal, which means they actually can appeal again. So they didn't actually dismiss it on the case value. They dismissed it on technicalities, it sounds like. In a summary of the ruling, the court calls the decision a partial victory for the KKK, saying it means the group's lawsuit against Georgia may proceed to trial. The North Georgia group sued the state after it denied the group's application to participate in the Georgia's Adopt a Highway program, which enlists volunteer groups to clean up roadside litter. Now, follow this part. The American Civil Liberties Union Foundation sued on the KKK's behalf, saying its free speech rights were violated. And by the law standards, I believe they were. Just because we don't agree with what they're saying, and I absolutely hate with what the KKK stands for, stands for hatred. You can get more specific than that if you want, but it stands for hatred. That's a horrible thing to stand for. But just because I don't agree, doesn't mean I'm going to try to legislate just against them specifically, or that I'm going to just say, no, you can't do that. It's a freedom of speech thing. They are free to hate. I'm free to not be anywhere near them. The International Keystone Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, Union County, is seeking to adopt a one-mile stretch of Georgia 515 in the Appalachian Mountains. According to the Georgia DOT website, any civic-minded organization, business, individual, family, city, county, state, or federal agency may volunteer to participate in the program. So, that's that. I mean, you can't, and it's still going to go to court, and they're still going to have to fight it out in court. And it's been a couple of years. Like I said, I know this has to be years. It says, according to this picture, there's these Klan members doing the Klan symbol, which is basically the Heil Hitler, which is stupid, doing the salute along the portion of the highway they want to adopt on a Sunday, June 10th, 2012. Which means, if it's really that old, I actually covered this in the first run of Chaos and Coffee, which I did back in 2012. That may have been where I first started this story. That's crazy. It's 2016, man, and this thing is still going on, and they're still fighting for it. And guess what? That strip of road still ain't getting cleaned up. So I heard on the radio, the DOT's argument right now is, but it'll just make it worse because people will just drive by and throw trash intentionally on that piece of road, or they'll throw trash at them. It'll just make things worse. Now you're stretching. Now you're stretching. You really are. I'm not saying people won't do that. Sure, they might throw the milkshake out at them or intentionally trash that area. Guess who's the asshat in that scenario? The person throwing the trash on the road. You're the asshat, because now you're actually making the bad guys, the people who hate, the good guys, because you're making a mess, because you're throwing, I'll show them, blah, 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 and then they're cleaning it up. Why do we act this way as a society? Why do we step out and say, I'm going to show my ass to prove that you're an ass? Doesn't quite work that way. All right, I've got one more story. I mean, dude, there's so much you can discuss out of this. This is what you can really take to work or really take to home and talk to people. Take it to the bars, man. Here's your discussion point. Just because we hate what somebody stands for, does that mean we lock them out of everything? You know, once you start picking this apart, and by no means do I support the Klan. Once you start picking this apart, you can pick apart everything else. I did a story last week where Mississippi was trying to keep them gays from doing them gay things. And in the midst of it, they actually threw in unmarried people. They threw in unmarried people because their view of the Bible is that only a man and a woman should be married and that only sex should happen in a marriage. So if you're a single mom, you can get fired. So if you're two college students at a state school in Mississippi having fun banging each other, you can get tossed out of school for no other reason than the fact that you were violating their religious, you know. It's not a religious school, a state school. So when you start picking apart these, 4 years, people, 4 years have gone by, and that stretch of road still isn't being cleaned up. Now, I'm sure prisoners are out there because that's what happens. Jail people, prison people go out and clean the roads. I'm sure when they cut the grass, they cut up the trash. But what I'm saying is we decided, we being the state of Georgia, DOT decided because we didn't like what they do, we can't let them do something good. I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it. Check out facebook.com/chaosandcoffee. You will find all the shows posted there. I'm trying to get in the habit of posting up the show links, but you know what? Or the links to the news stories, so you can read them yourself. It ain't happening right now. It's just not happening. That's the bottom line truth. And if you want the show links, go to blogtalkradio.com/chaosandcoffee. You'll find the links there in the show notes. Have fun with that. Of course, you can subscribe on iTunes. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But here is something just out of left field. All right, this is crazy. This is in the country of Colombia. It's in the, I guess this would be a city? The Doral, Colombia. This is from Yahoo.com under their news. And AFP is the thing. And I know Associated Press, I'm not sure what AFP is. But anyway, more than 20 years after the Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar died in a gunfight with police, a strange legacy survives. His pet hippos. Yep, drug lord's pet hippos roam Colombian village is the news today. Look out the window in the dead of night in the village of Doral, and you might see one plodding down the street. Police killed or locked up Escobar's drug gang, but not the hippos in his private zoo. Left to themselves on his, I'm going to do my best to pronounce this stuff, Naples estate, they bred to become what is said to be the biggest wild hippo herd outside of Africa. A local curiosity and, of course, a hazard because these things are violent, man. Hippos are aggressively violent. They are beautiful beasts. And I like them because they're big boys who can handle their business. I mean, they are nasty beasts. I mean, they will rip you to shreds. The closest I've ever been to a hippo, well, okay, I've seen real hippos in the zoo. The closest I've ever been was an animatronic one at Disney, and that still scared the piss out of me. All right. I was going to football training this morning about 6:30, and there was one in the meadow opposite the school, says Lena Maria Alvarez, who's 12 years old. Just outside the village, Diego Alejandro Rojas, 19, shines a flashlight on a black mass, grazing among the tall grass. His eyes catch the light and shines like glowworms. They come from the Naples estate along the canal after nightfall. They're like the village pets. I'm more afraid of the snakes than the hippos. And that's kind of cool that you're not that afraid of them. However, we do have to be careful because they will get you. They break fences and defecate in the river. Well, of course, they defecate in the river. That's where they live. And they have, of course, they have no predators at all. So, you know, I think the idea is to bring in lions, right? Let's fly in some wild lions from Africa and let them loose, and that'll take care of the problem. Some crocodiles? Bring some crocodiles over, man. Oh, no, I don't know what to do about this. That's humane, right? But they have no predators, so they're more peaceful in this habitat because they've been reproducing faster because there's no natural predators. Here's something about hippo aggression. Let's reach here. I don't care about some of that. I want to talk about the aggression. You label it hippo aggression, and now you're talking about how he brought them over from Africa. Okay, if they get aggressive, they pose a... That's if. Yeah, I know. They could displace native animals and those kind of things. I get it. And species... Ah, man, this is... Why'd you label it hippo aggression? I thought it was going to be talking about how they can be violent, but really it's talking about how they're essentially just kind of being American in nature and taking over everything because there's nobody there to stop them. So that's the story. There's some other stuff in it if you'd like to read it. But that, I mean, and for a moment, it's kind of cool, right? You look out your window, there's a hippo. Then you go, huh. So there's nothing to other than men, of course, and the only thing I can think of, I don't know how you go about capturing them and how much it would cost. It could cost a pretty penny to capture them, but I don't know how you capture them and relocate them somewhere else. So killing them, right? So the only natural enemy they have where they are is men and guns, people and humans and guns. And that's really not the best answer here. But letting them run wild, I mean, they really could hurt the ecosystem, I'm guessing, right? Because anything that doesn't belong, it has no natural predator, can definitively change the ecosystem. So I don't know, man, they are beautiful creatures, though. There's a great picture here. I have of two of them in the water, and I have seen them up close and personal at Disney. I've seen them up close and personal at the Atlanta Zoo. They're very, very cool, docile creatures until they feel threatened. I just hope that they just become this thing and that the whole ecosystem just kind of adjusts, as Mother Nature tries to do, and it becomes a cool thing. That's going to be it for the stories. And that's a lot of fun, too, for me. That was a lot of fun. Just crazy, right? Crazy. Hippos. Pablo Escobar, known for cocaine, and now hippos. So... crazy, man, the things that people do. I definitely think it's a bad idea to have wild animals as pets. It really aggravates me when people do that. But it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool for a slight second. I just would never treat... I think there should be preserves, for sure. You know, places where animals can be wild, where they naturally would be wild. I have a whole thing about zoos. I'm really not a fan. I understand they serve a purpose to a point. But yeah, I think it's a bad thing overall. I really do. Anyway, that's enough of me proselytizing, or I don't know what I'm doing. I'm saying stuff that's preachy, so I'm going to stop. Now, if you'd like to contact me, follow me, do all that jazz, of course, the show is at facebook.com/chaosandcoffee. You can indeed subscribe through iTunes right now and at blogtalkradio.com/chaosandcoffee. I think on iTunes, I had to use the Chaos Ampersand Coffee, which is the branding. Either that or I think I did Chaos and A&D Coffee, and I didn't quite find it right. So good luck finding it. I hope you find it. I hope you share it with your friends. I hope you download it. Follow me personally at facebook.com/rockgodofpodcasting, on Twitter at rockgodofpod, and on email is bearcrawling@gmail.com. I'll be back Friday. I'm going to try to do an edition of the show from the expo floor, which is at Podcast Movement in Chicago. I'll hopefully have a producer, Mike Woodard, who does all the amazing sounds that you heard at the beginning. He's going to hopefully sit in with me at this conference, and we're going to try and knock out a Friday edition of Chaos and Coffee. So tune in then. Stay tuned. Share this with your friends. Get the word out, because right now it's a limited run. I'm going to run this through the end of July, and if I get an audience, we're going to keep going on Blog Talk Radio. If I don't really get an audience, then, you know, it's been fun, but I'll focus my efforts elsewhere. So I'd love to have an audience. I like talking about the news. It's just not something I want to do to myself. I want to talk about it to you, and maybe even with you. So share the word. Spread the love. Give us a review on iTunes. Give us the follows on Blog Talk Radio, all that jazz. I need your help. All right, I'm out.